Remember the mid-1990s? Flannel shirts, grunge, mixtapes. Well, during that time, there was also a little-known public access TV show called 30 Minutes of Madness, made by a few high school kids in the Metro Detroit area.
We all clicked together because we were the outsiders, nerds, skaters, and punks, jumping around, freaking out. So 30 Minutes of Madness just sounded right.
With VHS camera in hand, Jerry White and his friends recorded more than 400 hours of experimental video art and comedy sketches. A new documentary follows White as he returns to his hometown of Rochester in Oakland County to make a new episode for the show's 20-year anniversary. And as stateside's Mercedes Mejia finds out, the friends are forced to take a hard look at their lives and reconcile their teenage dreams with the realities of adulthood.
The film 20 Years of Madness will be shown at the Traverse City Film Festival this week. Jeremy Royce is the director of the film, and Jerry White is the producer and co-creator of the TV show 30 Minutes of Madness. Now, Jeremy, you live in California. How did you and Jerry meet, and when did you decide to make this film?
We randomly moved into a house together in the fall of 2009. We were both going to USC School of Cinematic Arts. Jerry was a year ahead of me. I was just starting, and we happened to move into a house, in the same house, and became friends and started sharing past work with one another. And pretty quickly, Jerry showed me 30 Minutes of Madness, which I thought was fantastic and completely bizarre. And then he ended up meeting up with some of his old friends for the first time back in Michigan. And I heard that it was going to be the 20-year reunion or the 20-year anniversary of the creation of the show. And I was like, you have to have a reunion. You should get everybody back together and you should make a documentary about it. And then we talked for a while and he realized that if he's going to get everyone together, he should make a new episode. And he couldn't really make a documentary and an episode of the show. So he invited me to direct the documentary. I had documentary experience prior to grad school, and that's kind of how it all started.
So, Jerry, tell us a little bit about where you grew up and what your show 30 Minutes of Madness is about.
Well, I'm from the Metro Detroit area, so I grew up in Sterling Heights for the first part of my childhood, and then as a teenager moved to Rochester Hills, ended up going to Rochester High School. So I've got Macomb County and Oakland County in my veins. And the show really, it started as this thing where, you know, we would film and get together on the weekends and make skits. We were influenced by a lot of the things that we grew up watching, everything from Saturday Night Live, Monty Python, reruns of The Monkees, and then shows that were on in the 90s like Liquid Television that had this, you know, mixtape vibe to it. So we would do these things just for our own enjoyment. We were all kind of hams and we all were creative weirdos. And then we learned about public access television. And that kind of helped us, you know, step up our game a little bit. And we took the classes, my friend Joe Hornacek and I, you know, then we started really looking at this as something that we were going to do that was a little more polished, still had the improv and wildness that we started with. But as the show progressed, we, you know, got a little more ambitious over the years.
So in the film, Jerry, you kind of reunite with your friend Joe, who co-created the show 30 Minutes of Madness with you. Can you talk about what that reunion was like at the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, Joe and I, we were really the heart of the show. The show wouldn't exist without either of us. So we didn't talk for well over 12 years, like at all. And it was a big question mark going in if we were even going to be able to reignite the friendship, let alone make new things together, you know, create together and find that. And not to spoil too much of the movie, but it was surprisingly easy. In fact, I felt like we were able to reconnect because we could create together. Like we still speak that language of comedy and absurdity. So our sensibilities in that were able to mesh. And I think through making skits, we actually, that helped repair the years and the damage to our relationship.
And then in the film, we get a sense that everyone is struggling in their own way. Jeremy, as the director of the film, how did this shape the story?
Yeah, that was one of the first things I learned when the project first started. It was just an idea. You know, Jerry had mentioned that a lot of his friends were facing various difficulties. Many of them were struggling with mental illness, which for me was sort of, I thought it was strangely ironic that they made the show called 30 Minutes of Madness, and then a bunch of them ended up sort of having these crazy lives. So I was immediately fascinated by that from the very beginning. And I also could relate to it on a certain level. I'd had a, you know, when I was a teenager, I'd gone through a lot of that same stuff and sort of found my way out through art. So that was part of the inspiration for the original movie. And then, of course, when once we started going to Michigan and filming with these people, getting to know everyone, becoming friends, it became clear who was struggling more and who wasn't. I learned that one of the characters was homeless once we arrived. That was news to me and I think to Jerry at the time. But yeah, it's really strange the direction a lot of their lives have taken. And it's been inspiring to see them kind of work through a lot of that and find each other again through the process of making the new episode and the film.
Well, as we mentioned, the film 20 Years of Madness will be showing at the Traverse City Film Festival this week. Jerry, what do you hope the audience will get from the film?
So yeah, I'm really excited to be screening this film in Traverse City with a Michigan audience. You know, the bulk of the film is all shot in Michigan with Michigan characters. So, I mean, I have still delusions of grandeur that will maybe never go away of maybe someday getting some version of 30 Minutes of Madness on, you know, Comedy Central or Adult Swim. But really, I mean, I love the fact that people are going to see this story and then they can go online to the, you know, 30 Minutes of Madness website and watch the show that we made. And I have gotten to the point where I'm happy to make these videos with these friends just for us, which is really how we started. It was something to make ourselves laugh. And if it leads, you know, if the film helps us get a little bit more of an audience, that's great. But I don't need that to happen. I'm just happy for people to see our weird little world. And what's been great in traveling to different festivals is seeing how many people this connects with, whether they're millennials, whether they're, you know, Gen X kids, or even older folks. It seems like so many people had that great group of friends as teenagers that did something they were passionate about. And, you know, and then they don't see each other for years. And I know that one of Jeremy's goals has been happening where people see the movie and afterward they're like, man, I got to call that friend of mine, you know, and especially people who have kind of, for whatever reason, fallen off the grid, having a creative community again and reconnecting with good friends can really help them in whatever their struggles might be.
And Jeremy, what do you think the message is?
Yeah, I think that we had a couple messages. I mean, of course, I wanted to make a great film that sort of stood on its own and let people take away whatever they want from it. But the really important elements for me were, you know, the idea that life is going to take twists and turns that we never expect. And as long as you have a community of people that you can trust and be yourself with, it's going to be better for everyone. And for some of those people who are struggling with isolation from whatever the cause may be, whether it's, you know, drug addiction or mental illness or social dysfunction, whatever the thing is that keeps us separate, if you can try to reconnect with some of those people who knew you in your formative years, I think it's easier for some of those people to feel connected with the world at large. So that was a big part of it. And then, of course, art as a way to overcome some of that isolation. I think the artistic process is a really essential element in the film and looking at how a group of people collaborate to make art together for one another.
The film 20 Years of Madness will be showing at the Traverse City Film Festival on Thursday night. Jeremy Royce is the director of the film and Jerry White is the producer and co-creator of the TV show 30 Minutes of Madness. Thank you both for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.